Hey everyone, welcome to day 15 of our Revelation Daily Devotions. Today's scripture reading comes from Revelation 4, verses 1 through 6, and I'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible, which titles this section, The Throne Room of Heaven. After this I looked, and there in heaven was an open door. The first voice that I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and there was a throne in heaven, and someone was seated on it. The one seated there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian stone. A rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald surrounded the throne. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne sat 24 elders, dressed in white clothes with golden crowns on their heads. Flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder came from the throne. Seven fiery torches were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal, was also before the throne. After the intense letters to the seven churches, Revelation shifts dramatically. John is immediately brought before the very throne of God, a scene of breathtaking majesty and power. Here, Jesus doesn't issue a command to look or offer a rebuke. Instead, the very vision itself is an overwhelming invitation to behold. For a moment, the earthly struggles of the churches fade, replaced by the ultimate reality of God's sovereign reign. The details of this scene are vivid and intentional. John sees a throne, and on it, one seated who had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. These precious stones evoke brilliance, clarity, and divine beauty, hinting at God's glory that is beyond human comprehension. Around the throne are 24 elders, representing the whole people of God. Clothed in white, crowned with gold, each symbols of their purity, victory, and priestly status. This image reminds us that our ultimate hope is not in earthly triumph, but in standing in the presence of God Himself. Then come the lightning flashes, rumblings, and peals of thunder, accompanied by seven blazing lamps that are the seven spirits of God. This imagery underscores God's immense power, His dynamic presence, and the active work of the Holy Spirit. It's a reminder that the same God who oversees the cosmic drama is intimately involved in the lives of His people, a source of both awe and comfort. Before the throne, there also lies a sea of glass like crystal, suggesting a pristine, serene, and unblemished expanse, reflecting the purity and holiness of God's presence. This vision provides crucial context for everything that follows in Revelation. It grounds the chaos and tribulation to come in the unshakable reality of God's control. It's an anchoring truth. No matter what turmoil we experience on earth, God remains supreme, His throne unthreatened, His power undiminished. For the early church facing persecution, and for us today navigating a world often filled with anxiety and uncertainty, this glimpse behind the veil is a profound source of peace and assurance. It calls us away from focusing solely on our immediate circumstances and directs our gaze upward. When we feel overwhelmed by the demands of life, the brokenness of the world, or even the challenges within the church, this passage in Revelation 4 calls us to lift our eyes. It invites us to pause, to remember the one who sits on the throne, the source of all power, purity, and light. It's an urgent summons to worship, recognizing that true perspective comes from beholding the eternal King. This vision isn't just for John, it's for us, beckoning us to understand that our hope is secured in the unshakable sovereignty of God. Let's pray. God, when the world feels chaotic, help me to fix my gaze on your throne, remembering that you are sovereign over all. Amen.